Number one, I believe that they are unconstitutional. I believe that the Constitution specifically gives us the right to face our accuser in court. It's obviously hard to do that against equipment. I think there's a lot of privacy issues. I believe that most of the cities and municipalities that are using these red light cameras have become addicted to the revenue instead of any aspect of public safety. And, you know, the data is in, as far as I'm concerned, they have not proven to stop crashes. They have certainly helped with T-bones, but what they haven't taken into account are the folks who are now slamming on their brakes, trying to make sure they do not get a ticket. We have a large increase in rear-end collisions, I believe, as a result of the red light cameras.
I understand red light cameras are a major issue in your district.
Getting rid of red light cameras was the most widely accepted issue in the general election. So it didn't matter if you were a conservative or a liberal, Republican or Democrat, rich, poor, old, young. It was over 85% in the polling that we did were in favor of getting rid of the red light cameras, which I thought was an astonishing statistic.
Why push for a statewide ban? Why not just let cities decide for themselves if they want to have red light cameras or not?
You know, in theory, I am for local control, but not when it's in regards to personal liberty or the Constitution. I view the state as an active participant in defending the rights and liberties of all Texans. And I don't think that we should leave constitutional issues up for local cities to decide. That needs to be something that we safeguard at the national, state, and local level as much as possible.
But wouldn't cities who are pleased with red light cameras, couldn't they come back and argue we have the right to decide if we want to keep those cameras? And if our citizens are in favor of that, why can't we do it?
Look, we don't live in a democracy. We live in a constitutional republic, and we do not respond or give out rights or take away rights based on, you know, the angry mob or who's got more people on any given issue. These are rights that we believe are inherently ours. I believe they come from God, and they're not up for negotiation.
Many cities approve those cameras to cut down on red light runners. So if your bill succeeds, what kind of safety alternative would you recommend to cities who have the cameras?
One thing that I think we need to do in general is start promoting a community sense of personal responsibility. None of us should ever be in a position where we depend on the government to keep us safe. There's no amount of laws that can stop stupid, if you will. And, you know, we need to start taking personal responsibility and, you know, just committing to each other that we're going to be more responsible on the road. We're not going to do this intentionally and stop depending on the government, again, to keep us safe.
Representative Jonathan Stickland, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.